Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Jazz. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They want
we give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening out there. It is Mind for Monday, new beginnings for another exciting week. You're listening to Waking Up with Linda Mancin, and today we have Miss Tiffany with us. Tiffany with an I. I see it. I strategize. I change it, and I complete it. She'll be with us. We're going to be short and sweet today. But before we get going, you know, even places that have been shrouded in darkness for billions of years can be illuminated. Even a stone from the bottom of the river can be used to produce fire. Our present sufferings, no matter how dark, have certainly not continued for billions of years, nor will they linger forever. The sun will definitely rise. In fact, this ascending has already begun. You know, pay attention out there. Stay woke. We talk about the planets. Those planets are out there for a reason. And we need to find out more about them so that we'll know the wars that we're having within ourselves and the wars that are happening in our environment, they're kind of blending in together. We're going to have a young lady come on Thursday. She's going to give us some education about that. Her name is Stefan, okay? And to be mindful of today, you know, that virus is rising. Stay woke, okay? Crime is up. Stay aware. The gas prices are trickling down a little bit. But we want to stay kind, you know. What I'm looking at, I hate to look at the news. I'm looking at the Ukrainian incidents, the persons that have just been innocent. You know, they couldn't blow them up, so the ones that left, the gentleman stayed there and fought. So I say, well, we just going to get the ones that you are protecting. That's pure, pure evil, okay? Pure evil. And keep in mind, the wars always start from within. So before Miss Tiffany with the eye come on, we're just going to play a little bit of this. And welcome in to Mind
My friend, yeah, feel it's their appointed duty. They keep
trying to tell me here. All you want to do is use me. But my answer, and all that use me stuff. It feels it's good getting used. Oh, you just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up.
That's right. I just want you to think about that, because you know we are all here to be used. We are all here to be used. But we are not here to be misused. That's why the topic of this segment today, for Mindful Monday, is to stay woke. And what we have here, we're just going to give you some information, short and sweet. We have Miss Tiffany on the line with us. That's going to come in and give us a little bit of information, a little bit of education. Okay? So, Tiffany, with an eye, are you with us? We're waking up with Linda McChan on this Mindful Monday.
Yes, I am. Good evening. How are you?
Hello. I'm wonderful. And, you know, I put it out there first. We're grateful for you, and we appreciate you for taking our time and your busy schedule to come and hear and share it with us. How was your day today?
It was mindful, because today's Monday, you know, if I'm out there, you know, 6 days a week, it took one day, which is my Monday, not a Sunday, maybe, but a Monday. I am mindful of that.
Okay.
So,
yeah, I'm hearing it in your voice. I'm hearing it. Well,
I had to. I mean, I was like, I'm not saying that being out there is bad, but there's just so much tension sometimes that by the time I finish all my errands and do all the things that I have to do, I am so appreciative of the rest that I get on Monday.
Okay.
I'm mindful of myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing. And before you joined us here, I was telling them about, you know, wars are going on, but we have wars within ourselves. We have wars. And until we really start understanding, I'm getting more information about it, you know, the universe out there, those stars, and when we talk about the zodiacs, listen, I ain't you. Okay, there's a lot to that, because those stars and those planets have houses, and they connect and they blend. I'm not skilled enough to really, really talk about it. I'm learning about it, but I will have someone coming on Think Thursday that's going to really give us something to think about, because we are going to have to become observant and aware of our energies and the energies that are around us. Okay, it is serious business, and once you understand it, you know when to step out the door and when not to step out the door. You know when to sign that contract and when not to sign that contract. When you look at TV and you see this craziness that's going on, you ought to understand it a little bit better, because right now it's a chaotic mess, okay, all the way around. You can't go out and shake your behind in the nightclub. Come out, you got to run for your life. It's horrible. You go out to have a good time. You're feeling good, you know, having fun, looking all cute and stuff, and you come outside and have to duck in an alley somewhere because there's some fools out there fighting and shooting, and, yeah, it's real not so good. It's not so good. And we're already, you know, going through what we're going through, but it's all in the air. It's in the environment. It's the energy that's out there. So we need to learn more about it. So, yeah. We don't share and care about that. Hopefully she'll be back in the city. She is, I call her the energy in her hand that's going to cure the land. And hopefully she will come on and join us. And I would like everybody to tune in, because it's serious. It is very serious. And we're going to bring it to you. So that's my mindfulness today, you know, other than running around the house screaming at the ceiling and doing, you know, Monday's is an unusual day. But it's the beginning of everything. But then really you need one more day to kick back. I think the week should begin on Tuesday and go till Thursday.
Oh, I do too. Thursday, 4 days is all you really need of business. Yes. And you need to relax the next three and then, you know, go through another rotation of 4 days. But that's my thing. And in the Middle East, they do practice that. So where they do business for 4 days and they relax for three, something like that, right? I think it's, that's about it. But, well, because you have to be mindful and you have to take care of yourself. You've got to be mindful of yourself and you've got to be mindful of others. And, you know, on Mondays literally is my meditation day to get my mind right, to go into the week. And prepare, you know, just do some meditation in preparation for the week. So, you know, I can hear all I need to hear and move forward in the week. I mean, I do a daily meditation, but Mondays I do a little bit more so that I can connect with my higher self, as we talked about that on Friday. You know, what do you call that? God, Buddha, Muhammad, Allah, whoever that is. But it's good. It's good to stay in connection, you know, with your higher self, because you're able to look at situations for what they really are. You know, there's that scriptural saying, you're in the world but not of the world. So you are in the world, but you're not of it. If you can, as you connect to your higher self, you understand the workings of a situation. So, and you have to, you have to deal with that. You know, you'll know how to deal with that, and you'll find inner peace and harmony. And, you know, when things look a little lopsided or unbalanced, you're able to bring everything back into balance. And, you know, you and I both know, about a practice that does that. Whenever I'm feeling that way, I go into meditation and really practicing that, and to connect with your heart. Because once you do that, you just feel so much better. You come out feeling better, becoming more victorious, you know, like a lioness or a lion. You turn poison into medicine. You can look at a situation and in your mind looks really terrible, but after practicing certain things, meditation as such, you're able to turn it from poison to medicine and really truly have a greater understanding. So that's whether, you know, people chant, people pray, meditate, whatever it is that you do. But I really strongly suggest that you do something so that you can stay balanced.
Look, what I tell them, I said, whatever you do, it might be praying, reading the Bible, can, writing in the sand, shaking the crystals, staring up at the moon, whatever it is, keep doing it and do it double duty. Do it double duty. Because the more you try to get into that state because of the energy and the things that are moving out there, they really try to kick down your door. So you have to be double equipped. You have to, like, step it up a little bit, you know. You have to step it up. You do it, but then you whatever it is, you step it up two, three. I say four times if you need to. Because it all comes from within, you know. It just saddens me. I don't even like to look at the news anymore. I'm just looking at stuff, you know, and I know how media goes. We're all communicators out here. We have to communicate things. Some of us are communicating the real and some of us are communicating the unreal. And that's something that you have to work with along within yourself, and we have to be mindful of that also. You know, that everything you see in here might not be it. You better dig a little deeper and do some more research, okay? You cannot go along with everything you hear and see. You cannot be a duck being pulled around in a pond with a string around its neck, okay? So that means research, research, take out some time, ask a lot of questions, and really, more so what it means to really stand in the mirror and talk to yourself. Okay, because you're going to give yourself the best answer you could ever. If you talk to yourself, if you have conversations, clarifying conversations conversation, are you going to give yourself the best answer? And only you can find that answer, and only you can get it, and only you can give it to you. Most people, you know, they don't want to take responsibility for their actions or whatever is happening, you know, so they want everybody else to fix it. That toolkit is closed, okay? You better add more wrenches into your toolkit and get busy, because it's closed. Those things have changed around. When we talk about the movement out there, like I said, I'm not ill, but, you know, there's different planets out there that they're some mama jammers, okay? And when people talk about Mercury, I can't wait for my friend to come on and share it with us. I'm trying to get into it because I know it's real.
Yeah, Mercury retrograde. All the planets retrograde, which they go backwards and they kind of stop, and then that's when they force you to do, you know, the energy forces you to look at certain objects. Things in your life, right? So
But you have to understand where you are and which way to go. Some people can go forward, but
that
part better sit still.
You gotta sit still.
How everything else sets in all of that stuff. It's all education. And the more we know about ourselves, the better we feel. And you cannot change
anybody.
But you can change and when you change, guess what? It changes all of it. When you it doesn't really sound like Tiffany with an eye that's the way it goes. But when you change, it changes because it's all about you. You can't change Sarah. You can't do that. But wherever the change is, your change could be for the positive or the negative. Anyway, people want to lay their lens on it. But when you change, it changes. When you say, I'm not worrying about that. I'm not feeding into that. I don't want to even listen to that. You've changed. And guess what? It's going to change too. If you think we're playing out there trying people and see what happened, call us back and let us know what you found out. Okay, because we know it worked, okay? We know.
No, I know. I mean, you know, you can chant, it changes. You can meditate, it changes. You can pray, it changes. And you have to believe in the change. But it will change. It will change. Yes. So you can move mountains. You can move your obstacle if that's what you want to do. And like we always talk about, the most important thing is your voice. You want to change the circumstances of being in these certain situations, then we have to vote, understand what's going on, and listen to, you know, other people who are really talking about what's going on and how it really affects you locally. Because something in politics as big as, like, you know, international policy or something like that, you may not understand it, but it does affect locally your existence. In your situation with your family. And, you might say, oh, what's going on with China doesn't affect me. That's not true, because it is affecting everybody in different ways. So you have to just look at everything. And over the weekend, I had a conversation with a young man, Hispanic, I will say young man, because we were just talking about the black and brown community, and we were talking about, you know, trade schools and how most people in some of those communities like to go to trade schools. And at first, he was a little apprehensive to tell me that he wanted to go to a trade school. And I'm like, go to a trade school? Go to a trade school. It's wonderful. Because when you go to a trade school, you come out with the feeling or wanting to open your own business, which supports the community at large. So I strongly suggested and, you know, was very appreciative of him sharing his story with me to say, do that. Because you're working at the store, unless you want to be there for 30 years, that's on you. But if not, then what do you really want to do? And he said, you know, I really don't know what that is that I want to do, but I know I want to work on cars, and I know my cousin is working on cars, and he's becoming a mechanic, and he's going to a trade school. I said, trade school is wonderful, because not everybody's going to go to a university. Some people are going to take the route of a trade school.
Right. No. Well,
yeah,
unless
wonderful.
You want to do it backwards. It's a wonderful thing, trade school. I got all my trades and all my skills and all my tools before I went back to the university. So when I went back in there, it was a piece of cake for me. I said, I've been doing this stuff all my life. I just didn't have a title for it. It was fun for me, but it was it was how I went. Yeah, it was really, it was fun. It wasn't like I was, you know, I was on a campus, I was doing that, but I just need to get those accolades behind me. You know, I'd like to hear the word about them. I wanted that because that was a desire, but I went to many, many schools. I went to many, many schools and received many, many licenses, okay? So when I stepped back up in there, it was a piece of cake. It was like, oh, was this what you call it?
Yep.
Well, I would be teaching the professors, and that's how we would connect in. So, no, you told him right, because see, society has us thinking that you can only go one way, and if you don't go that way, then you're this or you're that. Tell you how deep it is. People are so hung up. It's great to have high academics. It's great to be educated. It's great to go to universities. I personally went to all private universities. I didn't even realize it was private until somebody brought it to me. Okay, I was just in there trying to get that information. And, oh, you like private too? Yeah, well, I guess so. So let's keep on. And so there's a stigma out there about that. You know, I used to have a friend. She was a marketing person. She went to Atlanta University. She had her, I don't know what, in marketing. And so we were going out one night. It was so funny to me. I couldn't help it. And I'll share it with you. I mean, not being on the negative side, but sometimes you just got to slap people, okay? You just have to let them know and hit them quick. We were walking in the rain, and it was raining, and she was walking under my umbrella. And we were talking about something. Well, first she said her friend was coming in and she was going to pick her up at the airport. But when she gets in the car, the first thing she's going to ask you, Linda, is what university did you go to? I said, I don't even want to meet her, okay? I will not be going with you. If that's the first thing come out of her mouth, because the universities that I went to is not listed on her roster, okay? I can give her some universities, but she won't understand them. So that was one incident. Second incident was we were walking in the rain going to a place, and it wasn't in the best of area, okay? And she said, well, it's a shame your parents didn't send you to college. I looked at her. I said, do you know how many universities I have been kicked out of? I said, I tell you what I want you to do. When we go around this corner, and if a bullet comes around that corner, I want you to pull out your degree or follow me, okay? And see who's going to survive. All right, pull out your degree and follow me. So people have stigmas about that. And you told him right. You know, you go to get it for whatever, but it doesn't really mean anything. It's just that you have discipline and that you can go in many, many directions, and you have that acclimate behind you. See, I've pitched for a lot of children and pitched in front of a lot of people. And, you know, for some strange reason, the society, they get the more accolades, the more time you get. I said, okay, well, let me go get these accolades behind me, because they'll give me 20 more minutes, okay, instead of 12. But I don't read the 15. So that was like fuel for me, because I know how society is structured out. You know, it's a visual thing. It's changed, and I'm so glad, and it's going to change more. Because we're all realizing that is not of importance, okay? What is of importance
is absolutely how we
treat one another and how we collaborate and educate each other and how we come together. That's important, okay? And that can be a blend of everybody, okay? That can, and it has to be a deep blend. So I'm glad you talked with the young man and you told him, you know, kind of like steered him to do it, because it's a stigma out there and it really shouldn't be. You know, that's just
no. There's no stigma.
It's just discipline.
Shouldn't be right.
And you can focus because that's what it teaches you to do. You're gonna learn, but hell, you can learn from the baby sitting across the street. You can learn from the person on the corner. Everything is a teaching. You know, it just depends on how much of it you want to get and what you want to do with it. Like I said, my adventure was a piece of cake, because I went backwards.
Well, right. Well, you went the way, the route that you needed to go, whether I wouldn't say it was backwards. I would just say it was the route that you needed to go to get what
to
you.
Others. Yeah. It was like most people go that way. And then, when I came
but
in, I was scared.
Right. But who's to say
scared.
that is the right way? Going
it's
from
not,
this level
right.
to the,
who's to say that?
So it's not
nobody.
Even, you know me. I'm just very positive. I don't care about everything is relative. It is all relative.
Yes.
How you get there, you know, you mentioned the turtle and the hare all the time. How you get there doesn't matter as long as you get there. So whatever route you choose, right? But whatever route you choose is the best for you. And that's what you have to know, that it is the best for you. And when other people are paying tens of hundreds of thousands of dollars for a degree that they can't use, and you're putting into practice your purpose, there's something to be said about that. So put into practice your purpose. Now, I'm not, however that happens for you, if you like to study and you want to go, and get your doctorate in whatever subject matter, then do that. But definitely, I think what's happening is all these foundations and platforms of what it traditionally used to be, doesn't exist anymore. So now we're creating on a whole new level. And you know what? Yes. Like the young man, he's going to probably go to the trade school. And I told him, learn about the electric hydrogen cars that are coming out. Because guess what? Mm-hmm. They're going to need to be fixed and repaired. Mm-hmm. So just, with all that's going on, there's so much new that's coming. There are all these great new beginnings. And the world... Just think about it. We, all the people on the planet, made it to this point to see creation in a new way. Like for the next 100 years, for the next 200 years, we can even say that we've been here. We were here for the new beginnings of whatever that was. So, or whatever that is, as we're creating it. Not a lot of people can say that, but we can say that because here today, we are going to build and start new beginnings that are just now happening. They'll probably go on for hundreds of years, and we were at the beginning.
Yep,
so, it's a way of
changed.
Looking at it,
Yeah, we were the change.
And we made
we
it.
Were the okay. Like I said, you'd be a change agent. We all start out change agents, but it's the change makers that make it happen. Now, how do they get to the point? And when I do my lecture series on purpose, I sniggle about it all the time. When people are saying, hey, I'm standing in my purpose, I say, no, you're not. You're on your way to it. And they look at you. So therefore, they have to come and take the lecture to see what I'm talking about, okay? And then they go out with a whole different perspective because that's what we're here to do. Some people, we're placed to do one or two things. We're here to either be healers or we're here to be teachers. That's it. And I tell people all the time, I say, I'm not from here. I'm just stopping by. I saw that there was some problems. And I wanted to come on down here. So I told Scotty to beam me on down. And we got to bring TT back. You never met. You might have talked with TT. I got a buddy named TT. But him and Scotty moving around because we got some issues out here and they got to get real busy. But one day we'll have TT back and TT's going to talk to us. TT is heaven, okay? And he make you look at it a whole different way to check up. But I'm so glad that you mentioned that young man because this is a good way to start out the week. I'm just over here tickling myself. I say, where do we take this? We go, well, we're about education and caring and sharing. Aren't we, Tiffany, with an I? How do you feel about this bringing topics up? See, we're natural. We're very authentic here. Very, very authentic. Because it's dealing with the real. It's dealing with the real. It's like,
so
hey,
authentic.
hey, let's take it there. Because we all, I don't prep a certain way. I'm an educator. And a unification, unify. But first, we have to educate and unify ourselves. Okay, it starts from within. Like I'm talking about this young lady That's going to be here on Thursday, and I hope you're able to tune in. I call her the energy hands that's going to cure the land, because she's about that energy, and we're all energy. But it's her presentation, and I think that this is the time that people need to be educated about it, to bring about another a notch in awareness, because it's all about being aware, observing, and definitely stay woke, okay? Definitely stay woke. And we're not talking about getting up out the bed, smoking on the floor. We're talking about keep that blood flowing through that brain, okay? That's how we do it over here. So on that note, you're going to get me going here, tell that young man congratulations. I'm looking forward to meeting him when he comes from Venture. Hopefully the city will have opened up, and I'll be there to see him flip his tassel. I like to encourage young people to do whatever you must do, to do what you must do and the way, as you say, that works for you. So on that note, what you going to leave us with, Tiffany with an I?
You know, just to be mindful of, I know we talk about sharing and caring, and you sometimes mention being a light for others. You really don't know until you have a conversation what somebody is going through. And I'm not saying it doesn't have to be devastating. It doesn't have to be anything like that. I just had a conversation with this gentleman and just talk to him, like, but I like to talk anyway, so and he was very receptive, and I actually, he waited on me at the store, so we were walking out of the store, and we just started talking. He had gotten off of work, and we just started talking, and so I asked him, like, what do you want to do? But in those conversations, in those authentic conversations, you get to know people, not necessarily, well, you do get to know people, but you could also light something within another person that will get them to their next, you know, step, that'll take them to their next step, to encourage and motivate is something that you and I well know, because we study a philosophy that encourages that. It's so important. And, you know, you can, somebody could be stuck somewhere in their mind trying to get through something, and you could have a conversation with someone, and they can move to the next step of wherever they're trying to go. So be mindful of people. You know, when you're mindful, when you're good and you're happy, then you can go out and encourage and motivate other people. And I think that's what it's all about. That's why I encourage self-care, because being good to yourself will allow you to be good to other people. So as you say, you are a light, and you, you know, shine the light for other people. And that's really it's the way it works. It's supposed to work. Yeah. You know what I mean? We're not here to be by ourselves and isolated to ourselves. We're here to collaborate with other human beings and really learn from each other. That's why we're here on this planet. So, don't stay in isolation.
No, get up and go somewhere. Stick your head out and water the plant or something, or say hello, wave your hand to the neighbor. We definitely cannot become hermits, but while we're moving out there, Tiff, we must be safe and we must be aware, because it's still happening, okay? Whatever. You know, to each his own. Some people believe, some people don't. I'm just doing what looks best to me, but I'm not totally all the way loose and comfortable. I'm not ready to go to the concert. Okay, I'll stay at home and look at it on TV.
I'm still there, but I'm just saying, you know, like if you're out and about, sometimes a smile will help somebody. Sometimes just a wave or a little conversation.
I had a conversation with a little dog today named Hector. And and Hector was so pretty, and he was a little brindle, and then Hector was snapping at me. I said, "I dare you raise your voice to me." And Hector looked at me like, you know, like, who is she going to buck up against me? So anyway, Hector and I became real good friends, right? I got to tell Hector how handsome he was, and he was wagging his little tail. I love doggies. I love people. I love animals. I love children. But I met Hector today. So Hector walked out wagging his tail and putting a little pep in his step, because I told him how handsome he was. And that works with everybody, okay? That's mm-hmm. what everybody wants to hear, that even yourself. That's why I have a big old mirror up here, because if I don't hear it that day, I go in there and tell it to myself, okay? Okay, I have a whistling teapot over here. I say, somebody needs a whistle at me every day. So I have a whistling teapot. I have to hear that whistle. But you're right. We must have dialogue. We must light the candle for others. And I'm going to close with this, because when you light that candle for another person, it brightens your path and you can see a clear way. Wouldn't you say, Tiffany, wouldn't I?
I would definitely say that. And thank you to the audience, because on Friday I had to come from an interesting place, but knowing that I had to be part of the show helped me to really get beyond some place where I was. So I have to thank the audience for that, because I was there. I was going to do it, but I wasn't 100%. And then after being on the show, it really brought that, you know, it took something to get there. But after I was on for a little bit, you know, I settled into just being, and that was important.
Well, so you know what you. That was no problem. And I heard you. I heard it in your voice, and I didn't just yank you, but I let you yank yourself, because I knew when you fight, and you know it too. Most of the time that doesn't happen too often with you. When you fight through it and get on the other side, it's a beautiful thing. I heard it, and I said, okay, no problem. Blah 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 blah. Because we get there. But when you push through, that was a brick wall standing there. But you know it was someone outside that brick wall, and that was going to bring happiness to others, so that forced you to do it. And when I talk about happiness, I can share this. Where can we find happiness? Happiness is not found in a tranquil, light free of storm and tempest. Real happiness is found in the struggles we undergo to realize our goals, in our efforts to move forward. You got me? So once you took that step and then broke through that brick wall, wow. So it's the same thing with me. I have to keep myself up. I have to keep a high life condition so that I can encourage others. And it gets hard. I can't be chipper, chipper, chipper with you and go in the mirror and beat myself up, so I have to keep myself up. And it's not because, oh, I need to be up. It's because I need to keep others up. So it's a two-way street. It's a beautiful blend, isn't it? I'm so glad you broke through that and shared that, because you can't let anybody stop you from making others happy. You understand, and you're going to have blockage out there. Mm-hmm. There's so many energies out there that don't want you personally to be happy. So because we go through that and we understand that, you can't let nobody stop you. You have to tell them, I'm sorry, you wasn't written in this script today, and it's not working. I'm going to keep this big, beautiful smile on my face. I don't care how hard I'm hurting, the pain, or whatever, and I'm going to give it to somebody else so that they can put one on theirs. And once you do that, everything opens for you. You make the impossible possible. It's beautiful.
That's exactly it. Yes, and so I have to thank the audience for just being there for that moment, for that time.
Oh, yeah.
Because,
yeah.
It, you know, I was kind of forced, not forced, I wouldn't say forced to be on the show, but since I knew I had a commitment to the show, I was going to make that. So,
yeah.
And I just thank the audience for being there.
Yes, and we thank them for being here, and we're here for them. And like I say, you know what my motto is? Mm-mm. We might save somebody from jumping off that bridge. Might not be but one person, but guess what? We've done our job. And on that note, Tiffany, when I see it, I strategize it, I change it, and I complete it, we're going to say thank you, thank you, thank you. We're going to check out of here, because we went short and sweet and say mind for Monday out there. We want you to stay woke. We want you to stay alert. We want you to stay safe. But most so, we want you to stay kind. Tiffany, thank you, and have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. You too.
All righty, talk to you later. Mindful Monday, everybody. Keep those sales running.
Showing others how to live. We can't share with love all